Talkers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersection anywheres, the Hollywood and Vine, y'all. Oh shit, something is trying to play back there. Okay, that is one of my pet peeves. I'm just going to start saying it now because it just went like a fucking thing. Like, you open windows so that you can have references on your computer so you can talk to people on your Hollywood Hick program, right? Right. And then these fuckers with these fucking ads go up all over everything. All of a sudden, some video just comes on and it's like sucking up all your downloading power so nothing like opens up. So you can't have a bunch of windows open to reference at one time because everything's trying to play some video or do some bullshit. Put your ads on the side, but fucking don't make me have to sit through your fucking video bullshit, because all I'm going to do is leave your website and go find the same information somewhere else. Put the shit on the side, but don't be fucking going nuts with this shit, fucking just turning on, scaring me within a half an inch of my life, because it doesn't load right up, because it's not like it just starts immediate. It's all like you're in the reading, you're like halfway through a fucking paragraph, and then all of a sudden this fucking video pops on and scares the living life out of you. Might as well be fucking Linda Blair's Exorcist face popping up on the screen. Fucking hate that shit. Okay, now that I have that off my chest, this here is the Hollywood Hick. Hopefully that shit doesn't happen again and fucking set me off. Like, lately I have been wound tight, child. Something is wrong with the Hollywood Hick. I don't know what it is. That started with that Duggars, Dugars, whatever you call them story. And ever since then, I've just been fucking wound tight and everything's just chapping my ass and pissing me off. And I don't know why. Like, driving, I'm like, I can't drive anywhere. I just have to take public transportation because I need to take myself out the equation. Just remove. I have to just remove because I get angry. And it's like I get angry in the exact same spots every day. I think I've talked about this before. If not, I've talked to people about it all the time. But fucking, I get like, I know I'm going to get angry. And I say, like, don't get angry. I even put Dolly Parton on the fucking radio. And like, even that, believe it or not, even that is not enough to make me not want to freaking just wish I had a battering ram on the front of my freaking Mustang and just run a bitch fucking down and shove them through and on their way. How a right hand turn can be so damn vexing is beyond me. But there are so many people at this one spot that just drives me nuts, and there are not enough happy places to retreat to. I have run out. There are no more freaking happy places for me to go. Like, it could be a freaking heaven full of nothing but Xena's, Dolly Parton's, and Wonder Woman's, and I would still be like, that dude needs to fucking hurry it up on that goddamn right-hand fucking turn. Okay, now that I've like, do I need to bitch about something else? I told y'all, I'm wound tight. Like, also, and there's celebrities aren't doing shit, y'all. I'm just jumping right into fucking nonsense. Okay, whatever. I didn't do all the other particulars. Like, you're listening to the Crab Diving Network. I'm gonna calm down, because my inner hell note is freaking gurgling right up under my, like, sternums, and that's a bad sign. But you're listening to the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network, the ranting and raving already. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's Friday. I should be in a good mood. Homo Pride's coming this weekend, y'all. Yeah, that's what's happening this weekend. The homos are going to be really proud here in L.A., but it means a whole bunch of untoward nonsense is going to be going down over in West Hollywood out here, and because homos like to have fun. That's the thing. It's like, I don't understand why people don't like homos. I really don't. I don't understand why there are people out there who don't like us, because we are so much fun. We are so much fun. We go out and just party and have a good time. Like, yeah, there's fights and shit, but usually it's just like fucking yelling back and forth and a little maybe slapping and scratching. Nah, actually, I've seen some homos fucking throw down before. Shit can go down. But I don't see it as much, I will say, as we are not quite as angry. We're just out there to have fun. And most of us are too high anyway to fucking give a shit. We're just out to have fun and look at all the like people who are running around half naked or naked. People love to wear like no clothes to the homo pride. Like, and I think, and even straight people do that shit. It's like their past. They think they can go to the homo pride and then they just get to wear whatever the hell they want to, like all of the homos. I'm like, whatever. I enjoy looking at all of you. It's the best people watching around. I'm going to be walking in the parade. I'll go ahead and tell y'all this. So next week might be Friday, whatever. Tuesday, I'll probably give you an update report. But I'm planning on, if I don't eat a fucking big old giant pork sandwich that puts me within an inch of my life, like at the homo rodeo, I'm marching in the parade come Sunday. I'm behind some politician. I don't know. There's like some state, somebody, whatever. I don't know who, a bunch of Democrats, right? And but it's just funny to me because I'm always the freaking foul-mouthed, drunken homo who's like walking behind. Right? The senators were trying to pretend like I don't exist. He's like, I'm not going to acknowledge that freaking live-tweeting, loud-mouthed homo back there who's thinking I don't know that he's like taking swigs of Jim Beam out of a flask while he's walking down the street waving at everybody. and had a flag. It's hard to live tweet and tote a flag, so I'm going to try not to have to tote a flag this year. Because also, it's hard to like yell at a religious person. Like, I can't wait to get to the part because there's one section where it's all the like Westboro Baptist Church type people go and hang out. They're all corralled at one little spot. They're always there every year, just in their little loud horns yelling at stuff. And people go there with signs and stuff and try to block them out or whatever. But I just find them so freaking comical because it's like, oh, like you're not, like you are so just wasting your time. You are so wasting your time. There's not one person on that side of the fence that is giving you fucking 2 seconds worth of freaking validity. It cracks me up. Because last time, I've said this before, but last time, one of them called me a fudge-packing sodomite on account of I challenged him when he was trying to tell me to get right with God. I was saying, like, nah, dude, we're cool. I think you're the one who needs to get right with God because you're the one up there spouting all of these untruths and untoward nonsenses and everything and yelling at us. So, really, you need to reevaluate your relationship with your Lord and Savior and then like come to some like terms because this shit ain't going away. So you need to just like figure out how y'all are going to work through this. And he didn't like that fucking answer. And so then he got really frustrated in his all yellow banana outfit and trying to yell at me. And then he called me a fudge packing sodomite. And then what's it? Why are you shaking? Because I shake, especially when I get all riled up. I shake. I can't help it. I've always been that way. So when I quit shaking, that's when you have to worry because that means everything's shut down and the fucking, it's like the eye of the storm or some shit. I don't know. Just making this up. Whatever. But Homo Pride is coming. So pay attention to the tweets come on Sunday because I'm only going to probably go there on Sunday because I can only handle that shit for so long. There are so many homos over there. It's crowded and expensive. They just suck your money right out of your pocket. That's what they do. That's what they do. So I'm going to go watch a show. Well, this evening I'm going to go watch this show called PUI. It's called Performing Under the Influence. A bunch of my friends are in it where they do a set sober and then they have to come back after getting completely annihilated drunk on whatever intoxicant of their choice is. And then they do another set then. And I've seen some incredibly hysterical shit there where people are just wasted. Like, Cootie Brown ain't got nothing on these motherfuckers. Cootie Brown ain't got shit on them. So it's funny. It's out here in Hollywood. So if you're in Hollywood, it's at the Hollywood Hotel tonight at 10. You should go. It's really fucking funny. People will show their ass. Sometimes it's funny. Like, literally, sometimes they'll show their ass. But more times they're not. It's like proverbial. Or what did I say? Did I even use that in a proper fashion? I don't know. Whatever. Let's move on to other shit. So Homo Pride's happening. I'll be live tweeting on Sunday. And I might even try to figure out how to work that Periscope shit too, y'all. So if you watch, I might be trying to Periscope some shit. I don't know. I'm going to be testing things. I'm going to take my recording thing, talk to people walking down the street. If anybody looks nutty as fuck, that's going to be the first one I talk to because I like crazy people. People always say, like, if they can't find me when we're out and about somewhere, they look for the craziest person in the room and I'm usually talking to them. But it's just because I'm friendly, y'all. I mean, I'm friendly until, like, I hit that to my fucking inner hell no takes over. And then it's like, what the fuck, Jekyll and Hyde shit, y'all. It's straight up Jekyll and mother trucking Mr. Hyde, y'all. Okay, so whatever. Let's see what the fuck is going. Oh, did y'all, this story, I woke up to this morning or whenever I noticed it. I don't know. It was this morning when I saw it. But did anybody see? You've probably been living under a rock if you didn't see. But ABC, was it ABC that accidentally went and showed LeBron's Packer on the TV last night during one of these NBA final games, like game 4 of this NBA stuff that's going on? I didn't even know what was going on. That's how little I pay attention to the sports. I like watching basketball, though. I really do enjoy watching basketball because it's fast and everything's like, I'm like, ooh, where's the ball? Who's doing what? Ooh, you dummy, why'd you take that shot? Like, I can get into that. It's fast. Like, baseball, oh my God, that's the most boring shit in the history of anything ever. Golf is probably better than baseball. I don't know. That fuck, they're on par. I can't. They're both horrible to watch. I don't see how people sit through that shit. Like, baseball, I guess playing, maybe, I don't know. I was traumatized by Little League, so I can't get behind baseball. I was traumatized. I don't like it. I don't like you throwing shit at my face. That's how I got fake teeth because the ball came right at my face. And apparently, I thought it was a wild pitch, but everybody else says I just leaned in a little. It's embarrassing. But that's why I got fake teeth in the front. But I used to have a gap, which now I don't have a gap. But now I kind of think I wished I had the gap because that would have been like a little bit more character. People with the gap got a little bit of character up in there. It seems like when you're a kid, you don't want that shit. And then you're older, you're like, that makes me different. Whatever. I got good teeth. They're fake, though, on account of it wasn't my fault. I got hit by a wild pitch, and I'm sticking to that story till the end of time. During Little League, when my father forced me to play, come see my show sometime, and I'll tell you the story of Little League. It's quite hysterical because that's just part of it. All right, whatever. Okay, so LeBron, that's what I was talking about before I digressed into baseball and how awful it is, and then all of a sudden how I have fucking fake teeth. But so what I'm saying is, I kind of feel bad for LeBron on account of one, it's not a very impressive angle. Like, I don't know. I ain't judging nobody because you know what Dolly Parton says to me about judging. You're not allowed to judge or you're already seeing it, and I'm not. I'm saying, like, it is a blink and you miss it motherfucking second. Like, whoever saw it was like, oh my God, that's what perverts are out there. Perverts are like just constantly looking for something like that. So now it's been all over everything. And poor thing, I think he also like conked his head on like some photographer or something at some point, like got that, like messed up, fell over and cut his head wide open or something. So he got shamed by having his pecker on TV, and it's not a very impressive angle. So it could be bigger, but it could be smaller. So we might be sitting there thinking LeBron ain't packing when LeBron really is packing, because I've seen both kind of comments on the internet. But it's fucking nuts, y'all. It fucking cracks me up. I'm like, whatever. And there's like the one, it's like, and somebody like found the frame, like, of course they did. I don't even know why I'm trying to act like I'm shocked by it, but somebody got that one frame. It's been on everything where it's like you can kind of see, and that's what I'm saying, it's a bad angle. He's cut, I'll tell you that, from what I saw it looked like. But yeah, poor LeBron, he got fucking outed, his pecker got outed, and he conked his head. But did they win? See, like, that's how little I know. That's how I should at least have done I'm like Megyn Kelly and like guilty of not doing my research, like in that Duggar interview, and she didn't research that they used the Freedom of Information Act to get those papers legal. And she sat there the whole time saying that the illegally obtained documents, when they were completely obtained legally, they went through the proper channels. Nobody did anything untoward. You would think that somebody with her level of journalistic integrity, I'm saying that with air quotes as my eyes rolled so hard I sprained them. But what I'm saying is she should have known that. Like, whatever. The Duggars are supposed to believe that they're fucking exempt from every fucking thing, because that's the fucking crazy world they live in. Like, whatever. I saw that Josh Dunn move back from, he's done left the Washington D.C. and now he's done moved back to Arkansas and whatever, something else. Like, I saw something that's like all kinds of, like, and oh, the other thing real quick, we'll just touch on them because I can't, because that inner hell note is like, Ari, I told you, it's like right just below the clavicle, whatever, that bone, like your chest bone, the middle of your ribs bone, whatever the fuck that is. I didn't pay enough attention, because I was traumatized by medical shows as a child and all that shit freaks me out, so I never paid enough attention to learn it as good as I should have. But I was traumatized as a child a lot, apparently. Little League, medical shows, ridiculous, right? But so the other thing is, apparently like a month or so ago, the child services people or whatever got called out to the Duggar house and they like denied them. They were like, hell to the no, you ain't coming up in here. And does that sound like people cooperating? No, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to get into this more. And apparently like there's something I read too about how like they have this weird masturbation punishment. The boys get caught jerking their dick. It's apparently they have to do like all kind of manual labor the next day with their hands tied together. That's their punishment, because they have like sinned or something. Like, I forget what it was, but like sinned against nature. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Like spilling seed. I don't know. But it's something. But that's what the punishment was, from what I read. It was like, came from somebody who's, I mean, this is my source, so take it for whatever it is. I saw it on the internet. Personally, Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick, chooses to believe this because he read it on the internet. Apparently, it came from one of the production people's sisters. Production person's sister told the story, something like that. So it's like once or twice removed from the actual person who saw it. But I choose to believe it, and I think you should too. So that's the Duggar update, and I won't talk about it anymore because you know I will go into blackout rage and start yelling and screaming, because the hypocrisy of that shit really did just chap my ass like nothing has. Like, I think the last time my ass got chapped like that was Marky Mark and his fucking trying to get off a hate crime. That shit fucking pissed me the fuck off. And there's now those billboards are all over with him on the fucking bench with that damn teddy bear movie. I don't want to see his smiling face all over the place, when I just want to go up and smack the smile right off his face. Actually, I want to throw a rock at his head like he did the girls that were riding bikes through his neighborhood. Ass fucking hole. Okay. See, I told y'all, I am wound mother trucking tight these days. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I do not know what is wrong with me. All right. What the fuck? Okay. All right, we are not going to talk about celebrities for a minute. I had to talk about LeBron right off the top because that his pecker is just as hysterical to me. I feel bad for the guy that his pecker got out there, really, because it's like, you don't want that. He was fixing his britches. It was an unfortunate thing really fast. I'm waiting for like people like the freaking 1 million moms and the family councils to come hollering like, how dare you let that get on TV? But it's such a split second. It's like if you had to be looking for it to see it. So if you were looking for it, then you need to address that before we address that his fucking half a second of a blurry pecker went on TV, because there's a lot worse shit going on TV than that. Okay, just get the fuck over it, people. All right, moving on. But This has been a very good little bit here the last few days of some crazy ass awesome. Celebrities are boring as fuck right now, to be quite honest. I'm sick of hearing about Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sick of hearing about her daughter, what's her name, Kylie, because she's always got them big lips running around with this older dude who like left this black China girl. Like, I am so mad at myself because I like invested teensy bit in that whole fucking saga that now I need to see it play through. But it's all the whole thing with like tweeters and fucking dissing people back and forth, whatever. I can't believe I pay all that attention. But on the internet lately, because celebrities are boring the fuck out of me, they're not doing anything good, somebody needs to start doing some straight up untoward nonsense. Moving on. But if you go to the internet, there is some greatness going on out there. Like, I have seen some great videos the last little bit. Like, one, okay, if y'all have not seen, I have posted it onto the Hollywood Hick page on the Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com and then do /TheHollywoodHick, I put it like, look, like the latest one I put is like a good one. It's a good angle of the fight. You don't have, it doesn't give you all of the lead up, because a couple of them got like taken down for like terms of service bullshit at the YouTubes. I don't know why they took it down. Like, how many fights have you seen on the YouTube? But this fight is amazing. It is the most... If you do not sit there and like feel so much better about yourself, or stand there, however you happen to be looking at it, but whatever. If you do not feel a bazillion percent better about yourself on account of that, is not you and or anyone you know who is having a freaking lady fight in the shampoo aisle at the Walmart, and it's like in like Indiana some fucking where, like Podunk Town in Indiana, and there's just, and the best part is one of them, and I don't really know who started it, but they like got in each other's face. These two, one, okay, the first one though, the best part, not the best part, but one of the things you need to know is one of the ladies who was in this lady fight was on one of those scooter grocery carts before this happened. Like, she needed help walking around, and then all of a sudden these two got into an argument over maybe one of them slighting the other one somehow, and then it escalated into them like freaking going into a full on brawl in the shampoo aisle, where one of them, 6-year-old kid Johnny, yeah, it's like his mother is telling her to kick the woman in the face. Hit her in the fucking face, Johnny. That is what the woman yells. It's amazing. The kid gets involved. He starts yelling shit. People aren't doing shit but using their phones to tape it too, because, and the workers, they aren't allowed to touch anybody. So it just goes on and on. They're like fighting. The kid's kicking the woman in the head, hitting her in the head with shampoo bottles, squirt shampoo all over the woman at one point. Yelling shit. Okay, here. Let me just give you a little tidbit of what the kid was hollering, because for whatever reason, it brings joy to my heart, because I know this is so untoward, but I can't help myself. It makes me laugh so hard to like know that this fucking shit exists and happens. All right, here is the kid, Johnny, I think was his name, who is like, his mama basically has, this is what is happening on the video about that. His mama has the woman pinned on the floor of the Walmart in the shampoo aisle after having knocked over many a shampoo bottle and caused a ruckus, right? And so the kid is like, had hit her in the head with a shampoo bottle and was getting in the process of like getting involved, like kicked her, hit her with a bottle. Okay, so this is what the kid is yelling. This is a 6-year-old child in Indiana, also whose mother says that she doesn't raise her children to give it, to take any shit. That's a direct quote. That's a direct quote. I don't raise my kids to take any shit. But here's the kid, and then it's classic. It just will warm your heart.
I'm gonna call my dad. That's sad.
It's awful.
That's sad.
Hey, stop it. Look, you're gonna go to a little boy jail. Hey, don't kick. He just kicked her in the head.
Don't even tell me what to do.
No, you're right.
That fucking kid is nuts. He's nuts. I mean, aside from that, his mama and that other woman rolling around on the shampoo aisle of the Walmart are also freaking nuts. But this kid, the crap that came out of his mouth is freaking amazing. He's like, I don't care about you, dummy. What are you gonna do? This fucking kid is amazing. I'm going to call my daddy. I'm going to show you how to get beat. That is a quote from that kid. I'm going to show you how to get beat. It's six. Remind yourself, this kid is 6 years old in a Batman shirt, a yellow Batman shirt, while his mama is like holding down this woman who just came from a wheelchair cart, a motorized wheelchair cart at the Walmart where they got into a fight over something. I don't know. One of them says they slighted the other. We'll go look at the, I know what the story is. It tells us on the smoking gun. We'll go look because that little kid, like other gems, whatever the other gems out of his fucking mouth. It's like, you can't tell me to stop. Don't tell me what to do. That's what he says all the fucking time. Oh my God, he is so fucking funny. He is so fucking, I'm gonna show you how to get beat. That might be my favorite quote from that kid. Johnny, I think his name was Johnny. But over here on the Smoking Gun website, I was looking at this thing because the mama of the one insists that she's a good mama. The mama who's that kid's mama insists that she's a really good mama. She's referred to here as the Walmart brawler who insists she's a good mom, adding, I don't raise my children to take any shit. That's what that is a direct quote from this woman. Her name is Amber Stevenson. She's 34, and in a Facebook message, she had said that. And she's in the, it's fucking hysterical. She's, Johnny, punch her in the face. Johnny, punch her in her fucking face. That's what she yelled at one point. Then the kid starts hitting the woman on the head with shampoo bottles and kicking her and punching her and yelling all that shit that you heard just a minute ago. It's, oh my God. It just, I feel so much better about myself after knowing all of this. It freaking cracked me up. But, and of course, they think that you should think that they're not like horrible, awful, hateful people. But she's like, in her Facebook post, she said something about, that's my baby. She won't start shit, but she will definitely finish. Love you, babe. I think that was from her fiance. That's a young Johnny's dad, of course, because he's such a fine, upstanding citizen, too. Johnny Bishop, though I guess they're both Johnny Bishop. He must be junior. And but he said, that's my baby. She won't start shit, but she definitely will finish it. Love you, babe. It was self-defense, and Walmart didn't have any security to stop it. Apparently, I have that same question. You watch this thing. And I highly recommend you go over to the facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. You can find a link right to it on the YouTubes. And go watch this video because it's hysterical. There's several versions, like part one, part two, part three floating around. Like everybody has their camera. Nobody's doing shit but use their camera because nobody wants. I listen to one other dude on one of the other ones. You can hear him in the background talking. He's like, I'm not getting in there because you don't know anymore. Like he could get sued for going in there and doing whatever, like trying to like say something happens. He accidentally hurts one of them. Like she twists her ankle or maybe heaven forbid, like breaks her arms or some shit like that. And like falls down and does something because everything's got to be slick. The kids have been squirting shampoo all over the damn floor over there. So I'm like, I wouldn't get involved either. Walmart people aren't allowed, according to something I read, they aren't allowed to, like, if you're just a regular old cashier, you're not allowed to get involved in that shit for the same reason. And security apparently was on the other side of the store. Now, some of them Walmarts are big, but that is a long-ass video. If you are in a hurry and your job is to fucking be there in a hurry, you would think they would get there faster. But I never see in any of the videos I've seen, I ain't seen nary a security. They just kind of end with the two women. One of them, the blonde that came out of the wheelchair, fucking with streaks of freaking lotion or shampoo or whatever all over, and with her hair a mess, looking like a rat's nest, bird's nest, whatever you want to call it. It's pure interweb joy, exactly what that is. And I should not take so much satisfaction from those videos, but I do. I don't care. It's just like watching people fall down videos. That fucking shit will make me laugh every time. I can't help it. There's those fail videos on the YouTube. I can get sucked up in that shit for hours just watching person after person fall down. Dude on skateboard crack his nuts on a rail or something like that. I'll watch that shit all day, every day. But like I was telling y'all, on account of most of the interesting things these days don't happen to the celebrities, I was looking on the interwebs and like there's like other shit going on that's just freaking hysterical. Like, and I don't even know why people care sometimes, but they do. They get really upset and up in arms about stuff. But there's this chick over in Washington, Spokane or something like that. I think it's called Spokane. Hold on. Yeah, she is the Spokane NAACP president. Her mama says that her daughter is pretending to be black, and everybody is up in arms over it. People are not happy about this because she's like faking it. And if you look at the pictures and what her parents are saying is true, their parents might be right because she is an awful white looking child who doesn't have the same complexion or the same kind of hair from childhood pictures. I don't know why their parents felt like outing her, because it seems like she wasn't really doing anybody any harm from what I was reading. But apparently the city of Spokane, Washington has opened an investigation into whether Rachel Dolezal, I guess that's how you say it, Dolezal. Did I actually accomplish that one? Because usually, you know, I just go unpronounceable last name and move on, because that's just how I am. The president of the local chapter of the NAACP lied about her race when she identified herself as African-American on her application to serve on the Citizen Police Ombudsman Commission. What the fuck is a ombudsman commission? Thereby violating the city's code of ethics. But apparently, and this is off the Gawker website, y'all, in addition to serving as the chair of the police commission and president of the local NAACP chapter, which the spokesman review credits her as with revitalizing, Dolezal works as an adjunct facility member at Eastern Washington University. She delivers a lecture on cultural significance of black women's hair over at the school somewhere. Apparently on her birth certificate that lists her biological parents as Ruthann and Lawrence Dolezal of Montana. Ruthann and Lawrence that is our biological daughter, and we are both white. So the quote from them is, Rachel is very good at using her artistic skills to transform herself. That's what her mama said in a telephone interview, because they backed everything up with pictures and stuff from when she was younger. She shows a younger, pale, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Dolezal who looks much different than the woman with caramel-colored skin now leading the Spokane NAACP. But the thing is, okay, I wonder if this gets into it. I don't remember. I read it somewhere. But it seems is this chick had done nothing but, like, good. Like I said, she had, like, revitalized it. She had been doing all this, like, good stuff. But now it's all, like, tainted because she, like, I don't know. Because it can't be against their rules to, like, have a white person part of the NAACP, right? Because then that would be sort of like against what you're kind of counter to what you're trying to accomplish. So it's like, and I guess I guarantee you it can't be the first white person to be a part of the NAACP. People are all up in arms over this shit. I'm trying to read. That's why I'm all like acting like I don't know what the fuck's going on. I probably seem lost or rated up in here. But apparently the legend of Rachel Dolezal has other weird peaks and valleys. And then from the press, it says multiple interviewers have reported that Dolezal told them she was born in a teepee in Montana. The detail appeared in 2012 in a profile for Spokane Coeur d'Alene Living magazine. Woo! That's a name. Spokane Coeur d'Alene Living. Doesn't seem like Spokane would have anything that French up in it, but I reckon it has a magazine. And said several times in interviews and features published by EWU student newspaper. That is totally false, said her mama. I'm paraphrasing some of this, but I'm like, her mama said that she and Larry lived in a teepee for a while in 1974 when they were first married, and then 3 years before Dolezal was born. That was the end of living in a teepee, she said. Ruthann said other claims attributed to her daughter and the media are untrue. Apparently, Rachel did not have to use bows and arrows to hunt for her own food. Like, this girl has cocked up. Okay, now people are like, okay, is anything you told us true? Granted, you do some good stuff, but girl, what are you, like, also, are you in witness protection or something? What the fuck is going on? It's just crazy. That's what I'd be wondering. But she never lived in South Africa or Colorado. Ruthann, her mama, said that Larry and the younger adopted siblings moved to South Africa in 2002 and lived there until 2006 because Larry was stationed there as an employee of the Faith-Based Christian Ministries International. Oh, Lord. So this chick has a lot of splaining to do because everybody is, like, curious about what she's fucking done. And she, like, denies it. Like, she tries to, like, apparently there's, like, an interview where she, like, dodges the question. She's, like, when she's asked if she's really black, she goes, there's a lot of complexities, and I don't know that everyone would understand that. And then she, like, sort of walks off. So this chick, for whatever reason, I don't know, has, like, made everybody all up in arms. But this is why I brought this up. I probably, like, freaking rambled on about that a little bit too long because I was trying to read the thing. But there's some dude, and I don't know who he is, really. I think he's some radio dude, but he got on the social media. He might be some rapper. I don't know. But some dude, he goes by Charlemagne the God, T-H-A God. He pretty much compared the NAACP to Caitlyn Jenner in a transracial debate, which actually he has a very valid point, I think, because people are giving her shit. Because, say, say her parents are telling the truth, and which it seems like they are, and so whatever. So she's like, maybe she identifies as Black. So his question is, why is it okay for Caitlyn Jenner to identify as a woman, but it's not okay for this chick to identify as Black? I think it's a really like valid question, and people got all kind of like bent out of shape over that too. So I don't know. I'm just posing the question. Whatever. If you have any opinions on it, tweet me or something at the H Wood Hick, or you can throw it on that Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. But whatever. But like, I'm trying to find one of his quotes on here. Okay, here's what he's one of the things he tweeted. He's like, if Bruce Jenner can be a woman, Rachel Dolezal can be Black. He's a Power 105 Breakfast Club co-host. See, I thought he was a radio dude. So how can Bruce Jenner identify with what he wants to identify with, but Rachel Dolezal can't? I'm confused about this. Hold up, so you can be transgender in America, but not transracial. It's a very good point. I don't know where I stand on that. Like, it made me have to stop and think. The Hollywood Hick actually stopped and went, some dude off of Power 105.1 on something on this freaking Hollywood Life website, which usually reports a whole bunch of false news, apparently. Like, they're always giving them shit that they make shit up. But apparently this one, it seems like they're telling the truth, because I think I saw it somewhere else, too. This just happens to be the one that I flagged so that I'd have a reference over here to remember what I'm talking about, because you know I ain't going to remember without it. Just ain't going to happen. Don't let this youthful dewy glow deceive you. I was getting old, y'all. But then he went on to say, which I guess this is when people started getting pissy or something. He's like, I want Rachel Dolezal on the front of Ebony. Call me Raquel, he tweeted as a follow-up, which is actually pretty funny. It's because he does have a valid point, like whatever side of it you like believe you're on. But I'm kind of tending to like sort of agree with them. Like, if you're going to say you can do what, it's like, what, like, where, it's like, and then it's that slippery slope, I know. So it's whatever. I'm like, I hope I don't like make anybody too upset or whatever. But he went on, there was something else he said that I thought was funny. He said, let people be who they really are. The photo had transracial lives matter, hashtag translational lives matter, whatever. Okay, I'm cool. You know what? Charlemagne the God, even though that name is ridiculous. But I do. Okay, you made me think and actually brought up a point that I think other people should consider that point. Yeah, like, very well done. You made people actually, at least me, stop and think for half a second that that might be some freaking untoward nonsense, or maybe it's just really nothing and everybody just needs to freaking calm the fuck down. She's done nothing but good. She hadn't really hurt anybody from what I can tell. So it's like I always say, if you're not hurting anybody, then what the fuck? But I guess you also have to be a little bit honest. If you're like, people can feel that's a deception, I guess. I don't know, whatever. We're going to move on to something else, because I'm telling you, well, I guess this is like some kind of celebrity, but like, I had never heard of this guy before, but and I even love the country music, and I've been getting into more of this kind of country music lately, but there's this outlaw country singer that was killed in a shootout with a bounty hunter like last weekend, I'm pretty sure is what it was, but yeah, that's a fucking some dog to bounty hunter shit on here. Some renegade shit went down, y'all, because this dude was being all fucking outlaw, like outlaw country dudes do, and I'm only gonna do what I want to do. And so I listen to some of the music, and it's very like, yeah, it's very like old school, like Waylon Jennings sort of stuff, and like I don't know, like whatever, like some of that like trucker stuff, like the older, like I was like older stuff, like very very traditional country sort of badass, like a lot of songs like that, drinking and carousing and that kind of stuff, you know. Actually, I love that kind of music, but whatever. What I'm getting at is, it's raised the whole debate about shit again, because according to the Associated Press, the outlaw country singer, his name's Randy Howard, was killed on Tuesday in a shootout with a bounty hunter. The bondsman had come to detain the singer after he missed a court appearance. Now, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation spokesman, Mr. Josh Devine, he told the AP people that there was a warrant out for Howard, charging him with fourth offense DUI. Dude, I mean, I can sympathize, but I ain't made it to four yet, dude. I ain't made it to four, and you ain't going to make it to five either. But possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a firearm while intoxicated, and driving on a revoked license. So when the bounty hunter showed up at his Lynchburg, Tennessee house, Howard opened fire, and the bounty hunter returned fire, killing Howard, and the bounty hunter was poorly struck by a bullet as well, but he is expected to recover. But see, like, now I also, I'm trying to think, like, Oh, it says right here, it's investigating whether the bounty hunter acted appropriately when entering Howard's home, where the TV station WSMV in Nashville reported he had a right to defend himself, because I'm sure that's how Tennessee law is. You know it is. You know, you guarantee know that is. Mother trucking, yes. That's what they, like, you bust in. So it's like, if he didn't know, I mean, it doesn't really matter now. It's just, it's kind of sad. Like, it's like, whatever. I ain't for this many guns running around everywhere. And, like, other places don't even have these bounty hunters. I'm not so sure. Aside from the fact that Renegade is a fabulous television show, I'm not so sure we really need bounty hunters. I don't know. But maybe we, I don't know. I'm not going to start that debate. But what I'm saying is, this is going to be an interesting story how this plays out, because I bet it's going to affect some bounty hunters somewhere, because this dude's got just enough a name and recognition, and because he was an outlaw country singer and then an outlaw getting killed by a freaking bounty hunter. That's some straight up Wild West stuff. And then people love those kind of tags or whatever, and they can hashtag the fuck out of it. And then this is what we're stuck with. So Randy Howard is now dead, and but I mean, I guess, whatever. I don't want him to sound like he is innocent, because he shouldn't have. He should have showed up to court, and he shouldn't have had drugs. He probably just had weed. I'm assuming it was weed. But then he's like the dude, but he's drunk when he's shooting at the dude coming in his house. So it's like, you're not really got all your wits about you, and you might should have been a little bit more careful. But he wasn't, and he was driving, like, all this stuff. So I mean, he had reasons for this to happen, but it's kind of shitty that it fucking happened. Is what I'm saying is all. So I don't know. I'm really interested to see how this one plays out, all y'all mother truckers, because you know somebody's gonna write a country song about it too. They're gonna, the hot second somebody's already working on it, they're gonna be like, the legend of Randy Howard got taken down by the bounty hunter. That's all I have to add right there. That's all I gotta add right there. That's my country singing voice right there. But I will bring the house down with my rendition of The Devil Went Down to Georgia for fuck yes. Mother trucking yes, yes, to the yes, a million times yes. Fucking a hit can fucking throw some Devil Went Down to Georgia down. Okay, whatever, I digress. But yeah, so again, be glad you're not freaking Randy Howard. That's, I mean, it's sad. It's crazy. Crazy. And like, if you look through here too, I love it how it's like, then everybody goes to the freaking the talking point, the like keyword is like, well, why aren't they calling him a thug? They're, because he's an outlaw. That's why they call him outlaw. It sounds better. It's just the way it is. The media's fucking nuts. Everybody's always getting mad at the media. That Maggie Jigglyhall, Jake Jigglyhall's sister, she's all mad at the media. I was looking at something. What is it? Like, okay, I don't know where, actually, I do know where I stand. And what's going to happen is people are going to be like, you're an asshole, Hollywood hick. But it's the truth. Okay, she's been on shit lately where she's been going on this thing about how she can't get parts on account of people don't call her sexy, and that she had to, like, try to be really sexy back in the day, and it still didn't work. And this is the problem. This is the problem. She's like all bent out of shape about it, and she was like going on everything and tooting about how, like, all this stuff. Now, this is the thing. You were wanting to play the sexy ingenue girl, and I get it. Everybody wants to be the sexy ingenue girl. That's just how it works. But the problem is, they told you you weren't sexy enough. And the problem with that is, they were right. And you went into a business where they judge you on aesthetics first. It's not something that's not well documented or unknown. Unfortunate, yes, but the way it is. That's just, people don't want, like, they're just only going to buy so many things. And so you should have been a little bit more charactery in your choices, and you tried to be the ingenue all the time, and it just didn't play out for you. And it's like, not Hollywood don't promise nobody nothing. So I don't know why you're up there sitting there just thinking everybody slighted you in some kind of way when you already came from a somewhat privileged Hollywood family to begin with. And it's like, you're just unlucky because your brother's unfortunate features all seem to work together for some reason. Like, both of you have, like, a lot of weird features that work for in just a way, one way or another. Your brother's whole hodgepodge of weird features ended up looking kind of interested and handsome, and people, like, want to tap that. Unfortunately for you, your unfortunate, not unfortunate, whatever, your freaking unfortunate features just did not line up. It just didn't line up. You're not, like, whatever. You're a good, very good actress. You're a very good actress. Play some character parts. Quit trying to be the ingenue. Quit bitching and whining and moping. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's not going to change. I don't know. It's like, you think you're going to change anything? It ain't going to happen. I'm like, and I'm saying, am I saying it's right? No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's the way it is. And that's just one of the things you have to accept. I don't know. Everybody's always bitching about that kind of shit, and it just bugs me. And people will probably be like, you're an asshole, Hollywood hick. But I'm not being an asshole. I'm just telling it like it is. That's how I think. I can think whatever that I want to, and I'm just going to say it. I might change my mind one day. You never know. I'm not above changing my mind. I've changed my mind about a bunch of things. I like green peppers now. I used to hate the motherfuckers, okay? See, I can change my mind. Don't give me shit. Whatever. Okay, so that's Maggie Gyllenhaal. Everybody probably thinks I'm an asshole because I think that she just needs to sort of accept her role and, like, work with it. And, like, do some freaking, like, prove to me you can be sexy then, because I ain't seen it. I ain't seen it. Whatever. Just embrace who you are, sugar, and, like, be happy. Oh, this shit. Whatever. I'm not even going to talk about this, but then I saw it. Now, oh, what? How much? Where are we at with fucking? I'm just running my mouth. I don't even know how long I've been talking. Oh, I got plenty of time left here on the Hollywood Kick program on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Have I even said that yet? This has been kind of all over the place episode. Apologies here from the hot. No, I don't even apologize. It's just who I am. Sometimes I'm all over the place. Sometimes it's a little more streamlined. That's just the way it is. But I was funny. Every time, I don't know. Okay, this is what I was getting 2 minutes ago before I got into my unplug-in right there. But, okay, so I can't stand, I don't know why, and I shouldn't even let these people bother me, but I do. It's like them damn doogers. They get under my damn skin because the hypocrisy of it all just kills me. And then yet again, this one, and she's only doing it stay relevant, and here I go reading it, and then I have to talk about it on here, so all I'm doing is just freaking feeding into this stupid piece of shit. But whatever, freaking Miley Cyrus came on, and I think, did I talk about the last program about how she was like posing naked with her pig and stuff and like covered in mud? She wasn't covered in enough mud. I was talking about it somewhere, but cracked me up. Like, it's like, it was whatever. I found it adorable because I think pigs are cute, because I grew up around my granddaddy raised hogs, so I was always around pigs. They were always all over the place, and little ones are fucking cute as hell with their little flat nose and stuff. I just posted a picture of this pig freaking sponge holder thing I got at the 99-cent store. It's the best thing I've ever found at the 99-cent store. It's like a pig with a big fat mouth you can put your little scrubby sponge in. It will be beside my sink from now on for straight up real, y'all. But what I'm talking about is Lil Miley Cyrus was in the paper magazine, and she's like, she's a free spirit. She just does whatever the hell she wants, whatever, little Hanny Montani. She's just having a good time. I mean, she's a mess half the time, yes, but whatever, she's young and rich, and like, at least she's like trying to do it in the name of like love and happiness, and just wants everybody to get along and be free, whatever. But in the like article or whatever, or in the interview, she like says that basically like calls her mom and daddy out for being for like being like super, super conservative and like right wing religious and all that kind of shit. And she's like, she's like basically made the comment of something like, she's like, here it is. Where it is. Conservative ass motherfuckers for their religious beliefs. And at another point in the interview, Cyrus said of people who believe in the biblical story of Noah's Ark, that's fucking insane. We've outgrown that fairy tale. Like, we've outgrown fucking Santa and the Tooth Fairy. So that's what she said. And because she said that, Bristol Mother Truckin' Palin has to come chiming in with her, like, leaving men at the altar yet again, knocked up out of wedlock self, freaking coming in thinking she's going to be the moral authority on this bullshit, and like trying to call her out, saying that she is like basically like the pot calling the kettle black. Like, you can't like condemn our shit and while you're like sitting there saying that everything you do is good. And like, but basically she like misses the point yet again. These people completely missed the point. I'm trying to find the quote. She, her hilarious tirade about tolerance is what basically what Bristol Palin called it. Is like, she's like, is this just me, or does it seem more than a little fake that someone claiming to be accepting of everyone and everything would spew such judgment towards her own parents and their deeply held religious beliefs? What she didn't get is, she doesn't understand, is you can be against that shit and still be like, yo, dude, you're still my moms and dads. I got mad respect for you. I don't think like you do, but we're still cool, which is basically what Miley Cyrus is saying. Bristol Palin does not have the ability in her brain to go, yo, dude, I just want you to think like I do. That's what she wants you to think all the time. All she wants you to think is, unless you were thinking exactly like I'm thinking, then I can't have anything to do with you. She doesn't make it. She's not able to make that distinction because she wants to condemn you if you are not exactly the same way as she is. But wherever Miley Cyrus, from what I understand, she's not condemning you. She's just saying, that ain't how I choose to live my life. Y'all's cool. We's all cool. But I'm going to take my own path. And that's pretty much what she's doing. So Bristol, please, honey, pull your head straight up out of your ass and try to see the light of day and realize that there's a whole different world out there. And just go back to like leaving men at the altar and getting knocked up out of wedlock and just being a generally, just generally like pimple on the ass of society. That's pretty much what you are. You're just like, whatever. Why I read that shit is beyond me. I read it and then I get all that inner hell no comes a bubbling up on a fucking hick and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. It gets ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm like, I go nuts. I go completely nuts. All right. Because I'm sitting here getting all kind of about to bust a freaking vein because people annoy the shit. I can't, just the hypocrisy of it all. Just why can't we all just get along? We do not all have to think alike. We all just have to accept that there's going to be all kind of different shit to deal with. Just don't do anything to hurt anybody along the way. Don't be fucking assholes, y'all. Don't be fucking assholes. I'm guilty too. I'm saying I do not accomplish my what would Dolly do every day as I like to. It's a rare day when I get through a whole day when I go, I did everything that Dolly would have done if she was me today. And that's rare day. That is a very, very, very rare day. But I try, mother truckers. I try. I don't say I'm good at it. I just say I'm trying. And if everybody tried, we'd probably be a little bit better. And where we can begin, y'all, where we can mother trucking begin is allowing people to merge in situations where it would just keep things moving. You sit there with your little fucking pissing match about who's going to go in front. All it does is create a domino effect of nonsense behind you. Okay? Stop it. Just mother trucking, stop it. Okay? That's my public service announcement for the day from the Hollywood Hick. Okay? Okay. All right. So before I pop a vein, I am going to play y'all. And I put this video up on the Hollywood Hick page over on the Facebook too, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I encourage you to go look at it because it was from Jezebel, I think was the website that it was on where I saw it. But like this little kid is the funniest fucking thing I've heard in a long time. He has done stepped in dog poop and he is not having it. He is literally, okay, whatever. I am just going to let you enjoy the tyrant. This kid is... He is not. You gotta look at the video too, because just how angry he is, and he's just he is at his wick's end. All right, so here is this little kid. Will bring like rays of sunshine to your heart in his agony because it is so mother trucking funny. All right, want to hear it? Here it go.
What happened? Why are you screaming?
Get out of here!
What happened, buddy? For what?
For what?
For my poop! What'd you step in?
I got my poop! I need paper towel! I'm not so tired!
You what?
I don't think anyone's excited to step in dog poop.
I need paper towel!
You can move. You know that, right? You can still walk.
Oh, my God. Oh, my sweet Jesus, Lord. That is the funniest kid I've heard in a long time. I need paper towels! He is fucking not... having it. That kid is not having it for one second. I stepped in poop! Ah! Kids are so funny. They're just like drunk midgets. Oh my God, that makes me, oh my God. See, I just, all my hell to the no just went away. Like my inner hell no, all it takes is one good laugh and I was back to fucking glitter sparkles and like happiness inside. That's all it is. See, whew, all it takes is a kid to step in poop and it brings me back from the dark side because I've been telling you, I've been wound tight. The Hollywood Hick has been wound tight. I've been hoping, like sometimes I'm just having to keep my mouth shut lately because I'm like, I'm going to say something and somebody's going to never ever want to speak to me again. And that is why I've just been like, fuck, I gotta get through this like dark cloud. I feel like Pigpen off of the, I guess Pigpen, he was just dirty, whatever. What's the one with the dark cloud over the head? I don't know. I'm snapping out of it. Kids like that make me snap out of that shit directly for straight up real. Oh, I want to check on this. Okay, so I haven't talked about this in a long time. We got a little bit of time left here on the Hollywood Hick. And I was looking in because I was like, I haven't heard anything about what is going on with like Bobby Christina, you know, Whitney's daughter. She is still in a coma in Atlanta, from where, right outside of Atlanta or whatever. And but apparently, I mean, there was this once, there was a rumor for a while too, the reason that like they were keeping her alive was because she was pregnant. Now, wouldn't that be a twist in the story? I would be like, oh my sweet Jesus, Lord, what? I would just be like, oh my sweet, what the hell is going on if that were true? I don't believe it. That is one thing that I actually read off of the interwebs that I really don't believe. I'm not so sure. I'm like on the fence. Okay. I'm on the fence, y'all. Y'all, I really am. I'm on the fence. I don't know. I don't think that, but I'm teetering more towards that bullshit. But if she is, that would explain a lot of shit, wouldn't it? That would explain a lot of fucking shit. But that freaking boyfriend, I don't think he's still seen her yet. That boyfriend we thought was husband, thought was brother, that whole thing, that Nick Gordon dude. But apparently this is the thing. And of course, people are going to be starting to try to make dollars off of this. Make not just Bobby's family. It's like other people are getting involved. But somebody has put out a new biography entitled Whitney and Bobby Christina, The Deadly Price of Fame. I almost said Prince. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And of course it didn't, because I didn't read the shit right. Whitney and Bobby Christina, The Deadly Price of Fame, by some dude named Ian Halperin. It reveals that the troubled aspiring single was so often under the influence that her substance abuse problem was common knowledge even amongst neighbors and distant relatives. Yeah, and everybody on the interwebs too. All we had to do was look at it. You're not saying anything we didn't already know. Apparently, a friend and president of a fitness center where Bobby was briefly a member. Like, this is some dude that freaking took her credit card so that she could go freaking run on a treadmill trying to act like he knows her. Like, see, like, this is the one story where I'm like, unless it's coming from Bobby, I'm not so sure I believe it. Or, of course, like, that Nick Gordon, he's nuts. And at least he's hopefully sober still. Like, Dr. Phil apparently dried him out. He wasn't so lucky with that Kim Richards, because apparently she just had to make some plea deal and is back in rehab and might be thrown off with the housewives, so freaking she's gonna not just be escaping from Witch Mountain, she's gonna be escaping from a lot of shit. She's gonna be escaping from Hollywood and like get her life together and like go, don't go to fucking Spokane or Indiana though, because you'll get beat up in Walmart or there'll be like a scandal going on. I don't know, but whatever, I digress again. But apparently this dude, he said she looked like she was on drugs. She looked very thin, very weak, but whatever, and it could be very well be true. But don't sit there and be like friend and president of a fitness center. No, dude, you worked at the fitness center that she went to, and now you're trying to act like you were best buds. I don't believe that shit. But a neighbor also confirmed that Bobby didn't even attempt to hide the fact that she was always high on something. And apparently another close friend, air quotes with big sprain-inducing eye roll, a close friend identified only as Ella, says Bobby's drug use escalated in the weeks leading up to her accident, thanks in part to the bad influence of boyfriend Nick Gordon. So, of course, we already all knew that shit. Oh, there's more down here, because I had to scroll below. But apparently these people, they're still, like, talking up a storm. Says, when I saw her before her accident, she looked like she was on something. Well, of course, she looked like she got much thinner, looked like she was into heavy drugs. I felt sad because I didn't think Nick had her best interests at heart. Well, we all know this shit. Nobody's telling me anything. Why am I even reading this shit? Whatever. It's sad. Bobby Christina is still in a coma. She may or may not be pregnant. I'm thinking not, because that seems like just somebody made that shit up and put it on the internet because they could. But whatever. But I mean, all they're saying is the shit they said before, like Nick is bad news, blah, blah, blah. So whatever. Basically, nothing has changed. It's all the same. So there it is. There's the sad update of Bobby Christina. I take you right from the kid that would make you bust a gut laughing into how sad it is that Bobby Christina is still in a coma and all of the shit surrounding it is still just straight up untoward nonsense. And now somebody's done put a book out about it. And Lord knows, I'm going to probably have to try to read it, because that's just the kind of person the Hollywood hick is. That's why I know all the untoward shit that I know, because I read too many gossip sites, which also, I read too many freaking gossip sites, and now I think my computer thinks I'm a lady, y'all. For real. My computer thinks I'm a straight-up lady, because I'm getting nothing but lady products in the ads on the side. Like it's putting up KY jelly. Like, okay, that is lube, but that's lady lube. Like, dudes don't use KY jelly. We use, like, gun oil or wet or Astro Glide or these other things. We don't use KY jelly. That's a lady product. I have other things, like, whatever, dresses and shit on there all the time. They must think I'm a lady. It's like, I used to have a TiVo machine back when TiVos first came out. I ain't making this shit up, y'all. It was like where it was supposed to get attuned to your like viewing habits and record things that it thought you might like. That TiVo was racist because it thought I was black. I don't know if that makes it racist. That's probably wrong. But that TiVo thought I was black because I was always watching stuff like Sanford and Son and The Parkers and Good Times. So it would only record shows that were very black centric and a lot of the older ones. Like it would record all kind of stuff. It would make me laugh some of the stuff that would like record. I'd be like, oh my God, my freaking, like The Jeffersons. It thought I loved The Jeffersons. It recorded The Jeffersons all the time. And I do love The Jeffersons. And don't get me wrong. That's one of the greatest sitcoms ever in the history of television with one of the best theme songs ever. Top three best theme songs ever, which happen to be from all from black shows. Are they all from the same? Sanford and Son, Good Times, and what's the other one I just said? The Jeffersons. Oh my God, I forget that quick. Because I was looking at this lady product going, I can't believe you think I'm a lady. Yeah, whatever. And then also, I got gay bashed by my printer. Did I tell y'all that? Whatever. I'm like getting towards the end of the hick program here, so I might as well divulge all of my freaking untoward nonsense. But yeah, I had this printer and it wouldn't do any fucking thing. All it wanted was magenta ink, even though I have magenta ink. I was like, fuck you. I could not believe that my printer was gay bashing me, like judging me on magenta usage or whatever. I got really pissed off. And that inner hell no popped up on me. When I was talking about it, and I smashed it. I hit it on hard on the top so freaking hard, it never worked again. All it did was make a rumbling noise. So see, sometimes even a person who is trying to take the path of righteousness and good, what am I talking about? I'm just making this shit up and sounding like a preacher all of a sudden. Whatever. I'm trying not to do that shit, but occasionally I fail. What would Dolly do? Dolly would have just had somebody come in and fix her fucking printer and put some ink in it. What did the Hollywood hick do? Smash it. Yep, just straight up smash it. That's what I did. So, well, we got like another like hot minute here on the Hollywood Hick today. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves. It's Friday. Hope everybody's got plans for the weekend. Remember, I told you I'm going to the, hell, let's just talk about this. We'll just reiterate that I will be at the Homo Pride Festival this weekend over in West Hollywood out here in California. Only on Sunday, most likely, unless somebody drags my ass over there. But I ain't going tonight, and I definitely ain't going tomorrow during the daytime. But whatever. If I end over there tomorrow night, Lord knows what happens. But on Sunday of this week, make sure you're looking at the Twitters, because the H-Wood at the H-Wood Hick is going to be live tweeting from the parade, and I might also be periscoping it, so I'll try to put shit on Facebook about that if I figure that shit out. I don't know, whatever. And then I'm going to also be like doing some interviews with people going down the street. So in the next couple of few Hollywood Hicks, I'm hoping to just intersperse some interviews from the Homo Pride, because you know there is crazy people at Homo Pride. It's freaking nuts. And I have gone way long on the program today, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up and like get the hell out of here. So everybody be good. This is the Hollywood Hick, www.crabdiving.com, and that's it for me. I'm out of here. Bye bye, y'all. Boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb.